What would be your final words of advice to your children if you knew you were going to leave them, never to return? That is how some would characterize the book of Deuteronomy, as Moses, their spiritual father, emancipator, and leader, was about to depart from them after such a long journey with them. Moses charged them with obedient faith, which is the title of this Sunday's lesson. The scripture text for the lesson is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 and 12 through 13. Moses was speaking to an audience that had grown up in the wilderness and had seen the wonders and power of God work on their behalf from the time they left Egypt. They had also witnessed God speaking to them from a mountain of fire and the carving of the Ten Commandments by God into stone. Yet they never saw anything that could compare God to or describe God as in heaven or earth. So in today's lesson, Moses takes the time to remind them of their special relationship with God. He tells them that no other people have God's law or has God's ear or his favor like they do. Other nations see this and are watching them. God is ready to give them the land he promised their fathers and drive out anyone who stands in their way. But God will only do that if they are obedient and faithful. He warns them not to become disobedient after they enter the promised land and reminds them of what happened to those who were disobedient and are now dead as a result. He emphasizes the fact that they must have faith in the God they can't ascribe physical features to, but who has demonstrated and manifested himself in other ways and means. Today, we are privileged to share, as they did, an even more special relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Like them, we have not seen his person, yet experience his presence and grace. Like them, we are commanded to obey him as we prepare to enter the promised land of God's eternal kingdom. We, like them, are not to add anything to his word or take anything away. Like them, the eyes of a lost and fallen world are upon us. We are experiencing a time now where people in the church are willing to reinterpret God's word to conform to the whims of a society that's determined to live how they want to live. We must contend for the faith in the face of this growing undermining of God's word that allows people to define God rather than God defining us. We must stand firm in the growing attempt to de-emphasize the importance of obedience in credible faith. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section of this preview. So until next time, remember to fear God and keep his commandments.